Good morning, class.
Good morning, Brother
Keith. Hi, I'm Keith Moore, and we welcome you to Faith School. Faith School is the place where my spirit is fed, where my faith grows stronger, and where I learn how to be an overcomer. We're not just a brain, a body. We are spirit beings. And your spirit needs to be fed just like your physical body needs to be fed. If it's not, it'll grow weak. And we talked about, we confessed just now, learning to be an overcomer. If you haven't been overcoming in an area, if you've been defeated in an area, you keep being overcome, you keep falling, failing in the same area, and maybe it's been that way for years. It's not because there's just something, intrinsically wrong with you that you can't overcome it. You don't know how, obviously. And that's why we're saying we're looking to God to teach us how to be overcomers. Because with the greater one who lives inside of us, and with God who knows everything about everything, it's not that there's not power to do it or there's not knowledge to do it. It's just that for some reason we hadn't thought right, or we've been looking at the wrong thing, or we've been making the wrong choice. And so quickly you can be enlightened and you can just go, ah. Yes. You just go, that's it. That's it. All I got to do is this. And it's going to turn things around. For every situation, there's an answer. Yes. God always makes a way of escape and a way of triumphing. So let's believe for that today. Father, we do, all of us agree together as touching this, asking for the word in season, asking for, Lord, the word of knowledge and wisdom and grace and faith, the word of power, the quickening word that you know will shatter the yokes and lift off and remove the loads and burdens and save and heal and restore and deliver. We have full confidence in you, your word, your spirit. And we open ourselves up to receive from you today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Everybody said out loud, I'm receiving answers.
I'm receiving answers.
I'm getting direction.
I'm getting direction.
I'm becoming stronger.
I'm becoming stronger.
I am an overcomer.
An overcomer.
I am
more than a conqueror.
More than a conqueror. Through him who loves me. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Well, we're already off to a good start, amen? We've been for weeks now on a series that we're calling Faith for Provision. We're going one by one through 30 reasons why, 30 reasons from Scripture, why we are sure abundant provision is always God's will for us all. Why don't you say that out loud? Abundant provision, is always, God's will, for us all. Say it again. Abundant provision, is always, God's will, for me.
Always.
That means it's always God's will for you not to be behind, not to be without, but that you have everything you need and extra.
Extra.
Abundance.
Abundance.
Abundance. Surplus. And we've been looking at, reason after reason in the Scripture. We talk about the Lord's my shepherd, the goodness of God, the fatherhood of God, the creation of God, God's will in heaven, the God of Abraham, the seed of Abraham. We're still talking about the blessing of Abraham, the blessing of tithing, honor and riches, wisdom and wealth, being a follower or imitator of God, talked about the great I am, who is never changed, the names of God, the God of restoration, provision in the wilderness. We talked about the promised land. We talked about the covenant blessing. And now we're talking about being redeemed from the curse. And we see that in Galatians 3, if you'd look again. Galatians 3 and 7. This is reason number 18 in our study. We've been on it for a while, but it's such a big one that we just camping on it for a while. Is that all right with you?
Yes.
Galatians 3, 9 actually says, "So then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham." That's talking about you and I who put our trust in the Master. Verse 13 says, "Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it's written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree, that," or in order that, "the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith." So we've been redeemed from the curse of the law. And Deuteronomy 28 goes into detail about what that is. So go back and let's look some more. Deuteronomy 28. We reminded ourselves of the blessing, verses 1 through 14 or so of Deuteronomy 28. But let's look some more at the curse. And what's the good thing about seeing this? We've been redeemed from it. That's the big thing. But do you need to know what the curse is?
Yes.
You do. So that you immediately don't accept this in your life. And you immediately resist it if the enemy tries to do something in an unlawful way. So verse 15, he said, "But it'll come to pass if you will not hearken to the voice of the Lord your God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command you this day, that all these curses shall come on you and overtake you." The curse is real. It's not imaginary. It's not superstition. Now, a lot of stuff that people talk about is not real. But when I'm talking about, you know, occult things and supposed witchcraft things and all this kind of stuff. And before we're through with this, I hope you are so clear and sure that nobody can curse us.
Amen.
Because God has blessed us. Right? That's scripture. And I don't care who they are, who they think they are, how many potions they mix, you know, how many chickens or goats they kill. You can't curse me.
That's right.
People say, "Oh, I wouldn't say that. You know, this goes out." You can't curse me. You can't. And I warn you, if you say, "Well, watch this," make it your hat size, because it's going to boomerang and come right back on you.
That's right.
It is written. It is written. But the curse is real. But the curse is not indiscriminate. The curse is for those who won't listen. Won't listen to God. Won't believe him. Won't trust him. Won't obey him, won't do what he says. The biggest problem on the planet is people won't listen. That's it. You might say, "Brother Keith, are you sure?" Yeah, that's it. Because there's nothing God can't fix.
That's right.
Nothing. But if you won't listen, you're stuck in a place where he can't help you. He could help you ability-wise, but he doesn't have a legal right to help you because you've rejected his help. Now, the curse has gone out over the whole earth since the fall of Adam and Eve. And I'm going to read a couple of verses to you while we're talking about this, about how this works. Isaiah 24, you don't have to turn there, but Isaiah 24, 4 says, "The earth mourns and fades away. The world languishes and fades away. The haughty people of the earth do languish." That's the current condition of the planet. Romans 8 talks about this, that all creation is groaning and travailing in pain together until now. The earth is not right. It's not right at all. It is actually, if you could hear in the spirit, and you can hear in the natural as well, the tectonic plates are shifting and moving, and it's groaning, and things are out of balance, and they're not right. And that's why you see hurricanes and earthquakes and volcanic eruptions and environmental things and atmospheric things that are out of balance and out of kelter. It's amazing it's working as well as it is under the burden of the curse and death. And really, it's dying. It's just like our bodies, because our bodies came from it. This came from the planet that God made. God formed man of the dust of the earth before it was cursed. But now, since the fall and sin, everything that's going on with our bodies is going on with the whole planet. And it's not going to survive. It's actually dying. It's on its way to an end. And things are going to get worse. And it won't be because too many people drove SUVs. There are bigger things at play here. I'm serious.
Yes.
And the Bible tells us that eventually something's going to happen to our star, our sun. And there will be cataclysmic destruction of the planet. The surface and the elements of the planet are going to melt with fervent heat. That's coming. But for the redeemed, for the blessed, there's a new heaven and a new earth wherein is no curse. Oh, glory to God. We've never been in a place where there's no curse. We're going to be so happy. We're going to be so thrilled. A place where there is zero pain, no pain anywhere, in anything, and no sorrow, no grieving, no crying, no dying, none, anywhere. No cemeteries, no hospitals, no mental institutions, no funeral homes. All we got to do is keep it together just a little while longer here, right? And then we're out of here. And boy, past this, it gets really good. For believers, right now is as bad as it will ever be. This is as rough and bad as it'll ever be for us. Now, for unbelievers, this is as good down here right now as it will ever be. Because separated from God is awful. Darkness and torment. So come join us.
Yes. Amen.
Go with us.
Yes.
He said, verse 5, "The earth also is defiled under the inhabitants thereof." The bigger problem with the planet, and there's plenty of chemical pollution, all kind of pollutions, and I'm not an advocate of seeing how bad you can mess things up. But really, the much bigger problem is the spiritual defilement. of the planet. That's causing more problems than anything. Because they have transgressed the laws. They have changed the ordinance. They have broken the everlasting covenant. The what kind of covenant?
Everlasting.
So see, when we're spending time back here reading Deuteronomy right now, is that irrelevant? Is that just old stuff? No, it's everlasting. What God said to Abraham, everlasting. What he expanded on and talked about here, everlasting. Everlasting. The great thing is those in Christ don't have to think about the curse anymore. We're redeemed from the curse. Somebody say, I'm redeemed.
I'm redeemed.
From the curse.
From the curse.
Who redeemed you? Help me out. Who?
Jesus.
You didn't redeem yourself.
No.
You didn't earn it. You didn't qualify for it. All you did was receive it
as
a free gift.
Yes.
Accept it.
Thank you.
Whew, thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
He did all the work.
Yes.
He did all.
Yes.
He redeemed me from the curse. He went on to say, therefore has the curse devoured the earth. The reason I'm taking some time with this is because it's not that if somebody does something wrong, God says, I saw that and I'm going to get you. Mm-mm, not at all. He is the righteous judge of all the earth. It is not right to bless rebellion. That ain't just. That ain't fair. Hmm? It's not right to curse faith and obedience.
Right.
Are y'all with me?
Yes.
No, it's not. And so God pronounced, and it started all the way back, in the beginning of creation, before the fall. He spoke over all his creation, and what did he do? He blessed it. I said he blessed it.
Yes.
Be fruitful. Yes. Multiply. Fill up. Replenish the earth. And so, man, blessing flowed through that place. If you could have seen in the spirit, it was like sparkling light. All in the Garden of Eden. It was on every tree, every bush, every blade of grass, every animal on Adam and Eve. There was nothing but light. Nothing but peace, nothing but joy. There was no disease, there was no blight, there was no mildew. There was no, it was not too hot, not too cold. There was no danger, there was no disruption. There was no curse. There was no death. Until Adam and Eve disobeyed God, rejected his commandment, believed or at least responded to lies, acted on lies, followed God's enemy, and in effect gave their own authority over the planet to God's enemy. Now they didn't have a moral right to do it, but God respected their legal right to do it. Because as the psalm said, the heaven, even the heavens belong to the Lord, but the earth he has given to the children of men. That's why the devil said when he tempted Jesus in the wilderness, showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. He said, all of this is mine. It's been delivered to me. The devil said that. And I can give it to whoever I want to. People say, oh, that ain't true. The Bible said Jesus was tempted. If it wasn't true, he wouldn't have been tempted. No, it's true. But again, this is why there's so much tragedy and death and cruelty and curse in the earth. None of it's God's perfect will. It's the curse that is devouring the earth. It's going throughout the whole planet. And all you got to do to experience the curse is be born into this planet and not receive Jesus. Because it's here. It's working. And it'll work against you. It'll work against you every day of your life. And that's why a lot of people get so discouraged. They get so depressed. Even get suicidal. Because And they'll say it. It just seems like everything's against me. Without God?
It is.
It is.
Yeah.
The curse is against you. It's working against the cells in your body. It's working against your brain and your mind. And especially if you have an attitude against God, and if you refuse to listen to anything He has to say, even if you seemingly make some success, you're about to lose it. The curse will devour it, and then some. Oh, but it's possible to be in this cursed world and earth, but not of it. Huh? It's possible to have somebody with you,
yes,
and in you,
yes,
and something on you,
yes,
and around you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The blessing of the Lord that makes rich.
Yes.
Glory to God. This is not imagination. This is not superstition. This is real. I said, this is real. And when you begin to operate, get out of the curse and stop the curse working in your life and begin to yield to the blessing. Oh, you don't have to ask anybody, is there a change? I mean, you will know it. You will know it. And instead of feeling so oppressed and so defeated, you can actually get up in the morning with some joy, with looking forward to life. It's possible, child of God. But only through Jesus. Only through redemption. Somebody said out loud again,
I have been
redeemed from the curse of the law. And I have received
the blessing
of Abraham.
His blessing
is on me now. Glory to God. Now we just read this yesterday's class. Remember what He said? Everything you set your hand to, I will make you the head and not the tail. I will make you above only and not beneath. That means something's working for you. Something's working for you. You know, my wife Phyllis and myself, we've been doing this for 40 plus years now in the ministry. And I just see it clearer and clearer that when we pray and we seek the Lord and we get His plan, and then in faith we do what He tells us to do, we see thing after thing where we had zero problems as we did it. None. It just went. It just worked. Hallelujah. And it worked better than anything we could have come up with or done. And when it was completed, we weren't exhausted and falling out. We were like, hallelujah, look at this. Why? Because you had something helping you. You had something that was going before you and preparing things before you got there. You had something that was coming up behind you and holding you and protecting your flank. You had the blessing above, beneath, before, behind, all round about you. Somebody say, I am encompassed.
I am encircled.
I am enclosed.
By
the blessing of God.
By
the favor of God.
By
the goodness of God.
And the curse
has no place
in my life.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Go back to Deuteronomy 28. Let's remind ourselves of exactly what we've been redeemed from. Anybody stirred up about this besides me? Yeah. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 28, and we started in verse 15. It'll come to pass if you won't listen. Somebody say, I will listen.
I will listen.
So, all this bad stuff he's about to read, he's about to go into detail, it's for folks that won't listen. So that's not me, right? Because
I will listen.
By the grace of God, I will listen. He said, cursed shall you be in the city. Cursed shall you be in the field. Cursed will be your basket and your store. This sounds familiar. It's just what he said about being blessed. Only instead of being blessed, you're cursed. Instead of having help to move forward, something's working against you. Every step you take, something's holding you back. Something's pulling you down. Something's confusing you. Cursed shall be the fruit of your body. That's your children. The fruit of your land, increase of your kind, flocks of your sheep. That's all your investments. Cursed shall you be when you come in, and cursed shall you be when you go out. The Lord will send the cursing, vexation, rebuke, and all that you set your hand to do until you be destroyed, until you perish quickly. Why? Not because you had done good, because of the wickedness of your doings and the way that you had forsaken me. Verse 29, you'll grope at noonday as the blind gropes in darkness. You shall not prosper in your ways. Help me out. Not prospering is what?
Curse.
It's a curse. Can the curse ever be God's will for you?
No.
It cannot be the will of God. We're going to get into that some more later, I believe, strong. But if you just get this, it'll change your life. Yes. The curse can never be God's will. Amen. For you or for anybody. Because if it is, then the disobedience that brought the curse, was that His will too?
No.
No. His will is that you listen.
Yes.
That you obey.
Yes.
That you be blessed.
Yes.
The curse is never His will. And all you have to know is if it's a curse, it's not God's will.
Right.
And it never will be God's will in any form or fashion. And not prospering is right here in plain words. You shall not prosper in your ways. You'll be oppressed and spoiled evermore. Nobody will save you. That's a curse. Tell me the good news about this. Christ has redeemed me. Is that right?
Yes.
So if I find it in the curse, I know it ain't for me. It's not for me. I don't have to have it. I shouldn't have it. If it tries to show up, I show it the way out.
Yes.
I resist it and reject it, and it has to leave. And time is up again. But come back tomorrow, and we're going to see more things, shout about more things we've been redeemed from. We'll see you soon here in Faith School.
I've got the victory living inside.
Thank you for joining us at Faith School. Class is dismissed for today, but you can watch this and other episodes of Faith School free of charge at faithschool.org. For more information, visit our website or call us at 941-702-7390.